TORMIS, your mobile travel guide. Presented by the State Capital of Potsdam. With the kind support of history. Glienicke Bridge. Did you know that the Glienicke Bridge became famous as the Bridge of Spies? In this capacity, it has even been given a literary monument in John le Carré's famous novel, The Spy Who Came in from the Cold. The Glienicke Bridge acquired its fame as a consequence of three spectacular exchanges of spies that took place here between 1962 and 1986. A total of 38 agents from East and West are thought to have been handed over at this remote border crossing. The inner German border ran right along the Havel at this point, and a mark in the middle of the bridge still testifies to the course it took. Today, the differently coloured paintwork on the two halves of the bridge indicates the border between the federal states of Berlin and Brandenburg. This mighty steel girder construction has linked the cities of Potsdam and Berlin for more than a century now. It takes its name from the former estate of Klein Glienicke, today the site of Schloss Glienicke or Glienicke Palace. The bridge was originally constructed using wood at the end of the 17th century, when it served to connect the palaces of Potsdam with the royal hunting grounds on the other side of the River Havel. As a consequence, only nobles were permitted to use the bridge in the early days. Eventually, the constantly increasing traffic between the two royal capitals made a more stable construction necessary. In 1831, work was thus begun on a stone bridge designed in large measure by Carl Friedrich Schinkel. This was replaced by today's bridge in 1907. At the end of the Second World War, the Glienicke Bridge was partially destroyed, but it was reopened in December 1949. As a result of its location between West Berlin and East Germany, it was soon closed to civilian use. Yet since the 10th of November 1989, just one day after the fall of the Berlin Wall, the Glienicke Bridge has once again been opened to public traffic. Thanks for listening. The State Capital of Potsdam and History wish you a pleasant stay.